But if you would begin just sitting up in some comfortable position, so I can't see everyone and people may have different situations, but if you are comfortable sitting on the floor, that's great. You could sit kneeling, you could sit cross-legged, you could sit in a chair. I'm just going to invite you to sit for a moment to begin with. And we'll just do something here for a couple minutes. But to begin with, if you could maybe close your eyes, if that's comfortable, and just kind of tune into what's going on internally for you right now. Here in DC, it's a little over a week that I've basically been a kind of in a quarantine situation. I know people have different situations maybe elsewhere, but it's still kind of a strange circumstance, and I know I have my own ups and downs with it, and I don't know where you are at, but just tune into where you're at right now. What's going on for you? And so you might be thinking about something, or it might just be a certain sort of feeling in the body. Okay, you're not trying to change it, you're just really tuning into what it is. And now we're just going to go through a kind of a three-step process here, which you'll see is at the foundation of things we keep doing over and over in the class. But just want to kind of make a simple thing that you can do today and kind of remember. And this is something you can try at other moments. So just tune into your breath now. So follow your breathing. And there's a number of ways to do that, but one way is to just begin with the sensation at your nostrils and feel the air going in and out. And there's a detail that if you pay attention, you might notice, which is that the temperature of the air is slightly different on the inhale versus the exhale. See if it feels to you like there's a moment where the air is a little warmer or a little cooler. And then follow the air down your throat and into your chest, into your lungs. And can you stay there? Stay inside with the breath. And just feel the changing shape. The filling and emptying of the lungs. And then please continue to move your attention downwards to feel how you connect to the floor underneath you, or if you're in a chair, the chair, but the surfaces that support you. Just feel the surfaces that support you. And can you be aware of that support and also be aware of the movement of your breath? And so basically I've just asked you to tune in to two particular elements, the breath and the relationship to support on the ground. And then a third element to bring into your attention is the space around you. And if your eyes are closed, it doesn't necessarily mean you have to open them, but you could open them. But just begin to feel the space that you're in. How far away is the wall to the right of you or to the left of you? In front of you, behind you? How far away is the ceiling above you? And then if you would, if your eyes are closed, open your eyes now and just begin to look at the space as if you'd never seen the space that you were in before. So look here and look there and notice that as your head begins to turn or you look up or look down or you want to see behind you perhaps, that there's certainly a certain amount you can do by just sort of doing something with your neck. But if you wanted to survey the entire space that you were in right now, just notice the more you get curious about something that isn't sort of directly in your view, if you pay attention, you can feel a change against the surface underneath you. And the movement of your head through space is inviting a shifting of the weight. And so if you wanted to see, for example, all the way behind you, and it doesn't necessarily mean you have to be as flexible as an owl with your neck, but you might feel at a certain point, if I don't shift, then I can't go further. But then again, you could shift. So I don't know how you're sitting, but you don't necessarily have to stay exactly how you're sitting, but just feel how your curiosity about the surrounding environment begins to create a process where as you look and as you take in the space, you may change your relationship with support. And as you're doing this, just see if you can also keep the breath so that nothing you do makes you hold the breath or stop the breath. So you've situated yourself in the space. Okay. And then just maybe come back to listening again as you did at the beginning and just notice if anything is different after a couple of minutes of tuning into your breath, the ground, and the space around you.